I expect you to pay me shit. Nigga, yeah. Will you just get on? Mm. Just put me, like, yeah. My nigga Uncle Ishmael was on this show. Just do that for me. I don't want you to give me
you
shit.
Bro, you know what it's going to look like.
I already know.
You can see it already. I can't wait till
that shit come together.
You already see it, bro. I can see it already. It's scary, though. Ain't it scary?
No.
Yeah.
We gotta go forward with life, bro.
It's gonna be a problem, bro.
It's me and it's us going forward in life as men. Like,
it's gonna be a problem, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Nigga, I already know, but I believe in you.
The Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
The Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
The Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I'm not the Jedi I should be. I want more. And I know I shouldn't.
Love is the death of duty. If the day should ever come when your Lord Father was forced to choose between honor on the one hand and those he loves on the other, what would he do?
He'd do whatever was right, no matter what.
Then Lord Stark is one man in 10,000. Most of us are not so strong. What is honor compared to a woman's love? And what is duty against the feel of a newborn son in your arms? Or a brother's smile?
Train yourself to let go of everything.
And I will mention that we have been here for a while.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is definitely take two, bro.
We got time,
and you know, like I said, my mood really affects how the shit gonna fucking sound and turn out. So
don't let it.
You know,
this
is the first. I can only do this comfortable with the family, though. You know what I mean?
Like
we definitely have been sitting here for an hour and a half and through technical difficulties. Got to run it back. But it's episode 103, Steph Ish. Family,
my God,
so happy to see y'all. Anniversary of the pod,
my
end of the
God.
Third year,
beloveds, man.
Christmas
2023. Yes,
fucking
sir.
Lit, man. How y'all feeling, man?
Man, we good, man. Everything is good, you know.
What up, Steph?
Hey, Hutch.
It is crazy how this is gonna sound completely different
it's
than the first,
good,
fucking,
though.
The first
it's okay.
Take.
We can just. Yeah.
Yeah. We
but like
do.
We were talking about how difficult just doing this shit is.
Yeah.
And it just takes one elbow to just fuck the whole shit.
That nigga silly. Because
we were practicing the pod.
Yeah.
With the fucking
it's okay.
That was a test run.
It was definitely a test run,
but it's cool though.
But
it's cool.
No, it's been a journey, man. I mean, I appreciate you guys so much for taking, you know, time away from the babies, time away from y'all responsibilities to come record. I know how much the pod means to y'all, and it means so much to me that y'all fuck with it.
I wouldn't do this shit for nobody else. You lucky, bro. Because I would have walked out like, yeah, let's go, Steph.
Yeah, right,
you my guy. You my guy.
He fucked up. He misses you.
You my guy.
Fucked up type
shit. So it's all good, bro. We appreciate you for having us again and again because, you know,
It's been a long time.
We lifetimers on here.
Yeah,
you know
no cap. No cap for sure. It's been a good 2 years plus since I had y'all on the
pod
type shit.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years for sure.
That is crazy.
That is crazy as
for
hell.
For some reason, I don't think it was 2 years. I feel like it's only been a year.
You
a year and
so?
A half.
Because when did Jasmine get married?
I think she got married last May.
I'll tell you right now, I'm about to look it up on directories because the published date was right after we recorded.
Yeah,
yeah, it was May. Oh. She got married May 28th,
2022. Oh, that's when it was. But that's
so
still over
year.
A year, though.
Yeah, it's a year. It's like
a
year
and
a half.
Some change. Yeah.
A year and a half.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was just uploading the shit. So, yeah.
May 31st, 2022.
Oh, because it was last year, but
so
last summer.
Recorded on the 28th.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, man. Time be flying, boy. I'm old as hell.
It was last spring for real.
Yeah.
I went to the dentist the other day.
Yeah. Okay.
And I felt like
I did too, and I was scared. I felt like a kid again. Like, oh my God, what y'all about to do?
I had a weird reflex though, and it's kind of like nasty.
What you do? Do what, nigga?
No, bro.
No, you
don't. You know how when you about to bite into something delicious?
Yeah.
And you kind of do like a lizard squirt out of the mouth?
Oh, yeah.
Like they had the barriers on my cheeks.
Yeah.
And she went to go grab a tool and I went.
That shit be hurting, though.
Caught a gleek.
A gleek?
A gleek.
I thought that's it was a squirt. I'm like, this shit freaky.
A squirt is something else.
A gleek? That's fire. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called a gleek.
That's fire.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
That's what, crazy.
I do all the time too, which is weird. And now I feel like I can go to church afterwards.
No, it was embarrassing. Dog told me. That nigga said, oh, you haven't had your teeth cleaned in a while. I'm like, yeah, damn. It's been a while.
Then why he shooting at you in the dentist's office? He definitely sent you a shot.
He wounded me. Yeah, he wounded me. He wounded me with that one, but he was right, though. I ain't had my teeth cleaned in, like, nigga, 5+ years.
But I come home, and I get off the road, and I usually have, like, a, not self-care, but shit you need to do because you ain't been home in 20-plus days. I got up and got my hair braided. That's a whole nother story. Okay. I want to tell y'all about my life with braids.
Yeah, what's up with your braid journey, man? Your hair growth journey. I'm going to call that hair growth journey. Because
I'm dead. So I got up, went to go get my hair done in Redford, Telegraph.
Okay.
And then I had my dentist appointment at 1. I was almost late. She was late, and I was mad as fuck. And then I bought her Starbucks and shit. That's my But I was mad because we was kind of pushing the limit type shit.
I'm like, is your dentist like Jennifer Aniston and
Oh, I wish. What?
Oh, you dumb as
are you serious, bro?
You tell what I wish.
I wish, bro. Yeah, but but so I had a dentist appointment, and then I went to go get my hair cut on the west side on Casual. In 94, and then I'm tripping my bad. And then I went all the way out to Farmington to go eat with Montana and
that's
Big
the west
Cass.
Side.
Yeah. Right
that's the
but
west
that
side.
Whole day I went
where'd you go eat at for,
we ordered what's that barbecue spot
Mission Barbecue.
Famous Dave's.
Famous Dave's good as fuck.
That shit was straight. That shit was good. It was
I like
all right.
Famous
Dave's. That shit was straight as hell.
A brisket salad.
But I was running around. I was running around all day. It felt like I was at work and shit, bro. I was getting my miles in.
Type shit.
And this morning I had breakfast with my grandma. That's my world. And you know, we back in the studio. So I know we back in Greektown Casino.
It's the studio
wherever you make it, my boy.
It's been like a and that's why I tell creatives a lot of times, it's like, make sure it's sustainable. Make sure you own it and you can do it anywhere. I sit back and think about all the places we done recorded.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like a reflection period, the end of 2023, because just, you know, 3 years ago, just starting it and launching it and being terrible at it for a while.
It was never and then, terrible, like, bro, though,
bro. Come on, man.
Yes.
I had to get in my
boots. You're getting better, but you was never terrible. Like,
it's just you. You're always going to be your own worst critic.
Exactly. Type shit. And that kind of makes, you know, the method of the madness and whatnot.
No cap.
But,
okay.
What y'all been up to, man? Talk to me.
Shit, living, learning. Parenting.
What you learn, yo? He said living, learning.
I learned never walk down a dark alley at night. No, I'm just talking shit.
You sound like a vulnerable.
No, I'm just talking
you like
shit.
Hey, the shit
that I learned.
What they say about women back in the day? Damsel in distress.
Ah, that nigga, no, you got me fucked up.
You're not a damsel in distress,
but
bro.
But no, the shit that I learned, like, it be sometimes unexplainable. Like, I be learning about, you know, just to put my relationship, I'm going to throw my relationship. I'll be learning how Stephanie want to be loved. Like, and she be teaching me ways. And sometimes, you know, she'll put it in a way where I don't like. But I get where she coming from. Like, we older now. She want us to love. She want me to love her in a way that she likes to be loved. Like, so I'm learning every day about her. You know what I'm saying?
Steph, how's the journey?
Yeah, it's just different.
It's good. I'm learning patience and understanding.
Yep, for sure.
How's my boy Ish doing? He good?
He good.
Okay.
Y'all better take care of each other, boy. Y'all responsible for each other and shit, man.
Yeah, that's my baby.
What was that? The other day? Well, last month.
Don't get it twisted. We be getting into it. This shit ain't perfect.
No, it's not perfect.
We be getting into it, but...
Sometimes I want to strangle him.
Yeah, and vice versa, but... What that nigga Brent Faiyaz say, you know I won't do that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, it's just good that we getting to know each other for real. Like when we go into our real years, we about to start having money and shit. Because
it's different for us.
It's a forever journey, though.
Yeah.
So, like, always got to work.
Yes. Us meeting when we were kids, like our parents dropped us off at our first date. So it's
no cap.
It's like,
I never asked neither of my parents to take me on no fucking date.
My grandma dropped me off.
That's crazy.
My grandma dropped me off at Somerset Mall. And 15, we went to
That's a good date.
And we went to Build-A-Bear, and I let her Build-A-Bear, and I paid for it. That's my first date with Stephanie.
I still have.
Do
to
everybody
there.
Know that, bro? I feel like that is
now they do.
That's
beautiful,
now they
bro.
Do.
That's
you hear? Now they do, bro. You hear me?
Yeah.
That's I feel like it's crazy because the podcast kind of has a life of its own, and it's kind of weird. Like I think the people on the outside looking in is like, who is this nigga sitting down with these couples on some like weird shit?
You know,
but this
us,
is real
though.
Family.
Yeah,
like
you,
I know y'all.
Know
we all
us.
Grew
it
up
ain't
together.
Like you just called us up on some.
Yeah, like I'm interviewing couples.
Yeah,
like that's some weird shit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's where you get the real conversation,
yeah,
like
real
back and forth, real conversation.
Real
and my solo dull ass, I be fucking. I like hearing from y'all.
Yeah, you gonna get there, bro. Stop playing, man. Everybody get there one day.
You a little selfish. I know you.
I'm the problem. I am the problem.
But it's okay.
You gotta look into yourself, bro.
I'm proud at being the problem.
You gotta see what's to you. You gotta see what's to you. You
gonna find somebody who is so selfish that it's not gonna matter.
Everybody that would be beautiful.
Because that's what you need.
that would be amazing.
It's so funny because I remember the last time we were talking, you were like, you know, sometimes people call you like a Gemini, some people call you a Cancer. Mm-hmm. I think you kind of fall like Sophia's like you. So
word.
Yeah, Sophia is a Sagittarius Capricorn. So
oh, literally. She's a cusp baby?
Yes. Yeah, literally. She born on 12/21.
Her birthday tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
happy
birthday,
the next baby
day,
girl.
The next day.
So tomorrow
the shit
is
changed.
The first day of winter.
Really? Yeah. She a winter solstice baby.
She was born on the first day of winter, and I'm born on the first day of summer.
Yes.
And she's a what?
And she's
a Sag.
She's a Sag and a Capricorn cusp. And you're a Gemini and a Cancer cusp. But Izzy is the same way. Izzy is a
Virgo
solar equinox
and Libra.
Baby.
Yeah, Virgo
he
and
starts
a Libra.
Fall.
Yeah.
And he's a Virgo and a Libra.
Yep.
Well, Libra and. Yeah,
Virgo and a Libra. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Y'all both into the horoscope stuff?
So he's learning. He's learning because of me.
Yeah, I'm learning because of her. No cap. I'm learning because of her.
He hates when I bring it up. He hates it.
Because I don't understand it. It's just because I don't understand it.
You was just getting your shit out. You was talking, throwing them, you know, them signs
out.
Like, you know what you're talking
about.
That's
because of her, though.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Because she taught me that shit, and I didn't used to believe in that shit, but then she like, well, look at the coincidence. Like,
it's just
and I'm like,
that happen
damn, you right, though.
Right.
You right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you right.
Like, so it's just kind of like, yeah.
People be trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I get it.
So it's funny that you mentioned that, though, because I never paid attention to the things that he picks up from me.
Yeah.
Until just now.
Yeah, no
but
cap.
But I always, like, I pick up stuff from him.
Yeah,
like,
she be taking my slang and shit.
You got that from me.
And my swag. Look at she dressed.
So, like, I don't.
You hear me? That's my baby, though.
This is the only time I'm ever admitting
shit.
This.
I'm glad you're admitting it, though.
Yeah, so I'll give you that.
You looking good as fuck, too.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to just let you know.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful time of year, yo.
I love it.
And like, we don't get to see each other like we used to. Like, the pod kind of gives us a reason to come have a conversation. My biggest, like, we talked.
Yeah,
we talk on occasion about the show specifically.
Type shit.
And you know, Steph, you know, want to give the moms their flowers.
Of
me
course.
And Isha sit down and talk about any and everything.
Yeah,
but
that's how we
but
do,
just
bro.
The female perspective in the show, there's a void there.
Yes,
and y'all.
Yes,
any female comes on my show is like a big fucking deal. Like we really appreciate that type of shit.
Yeah,
and
it's good to hear their side of shit.
It's like. Kind of tough that clash, right? My biggest thing is, though, like, you know, speaking of Sophia and Ian, how the babies doing?
They great. Like I said,
I'm only worried about the babies, you know what I mean?
I
like
feel that.
I don't worry about my peers, the OGs. Like, y'all grown, y'all can figure it out. We can talk about it, but the babies,
no cap,
especially in this economy and social media, the culture of just what's going on in America right now.
Well, if we talk about economically, they're gonna have to get a job soon. I'ma just be real, but
they emptying out the accounts.
They emptying out every account around them.
Everything.
I'm talking about mom, dad, grandma,
right,
pop.
Right.
You hear me?
That's
like,
a different type of love. I've talked
though.
On this show
it
about
is.
How like my niece is 1 year old.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And when she was born, I was there.
Okay.
I was definitely there for JT. I was
Uncle
there
Hatchet.
For my brother. That shit. Shut up. Stop.
No, for
don't
real.
Do that. Don't
shout
do that.
Shout out Uncle Hat. No, nigga, that's
but,
real.
But let me
shit.
Let me tell you something from a male perspective. From a I individual, self-sufficient male perspective, I get a little jelly. I get
about
a little
what,
jealous
exactly?
about the love that the babies get from everybody. Like you said, emptying out their accounts. That's just, listen.
I can see that though.
Listen, because of the distance and the family dynamic, and I do feel like it's not against her. It is a cultural thing.
Type
it is,
shit.
The babies come out, oh, we flying out for the babies. Yeah. Oh, the baby need this. I've done a lot of shit for my niece. You know what I mean?
You said. Like, yeah,
and then I'll be like, damn, like, y'all kind of skipping the family tree. Like, me and JT supposed to be getting hella love.
I swear to God, I'll be feeling like that.
And I feel like that's a sick kind of podcast broadcaster way of looking at it.
Yeah.
And that's just my life. You know what I mean?
It's real, though. It's reality, though.
It's real, though, yeah.
Because a lot of people
don't nobody give a fuck about us.
No.
No,
they don't care about us.
When people
and that's
call,
okay.
Yes.
I called JT. I talked to JT on his birthday. I'm like, enjoy all this love because it's a facade. I definitely tell that shit. Said that shit.
But I would take that standpoint of saying like, fuck him. It's about his kids. I would rather it be for the kids. Like my time came and went.
I literally mean a skip in generation. Like you got to take the father got to be good.
Yeah,
and then he gets the support, and then it trickles down to his family.
I think our grandparents
dealt with us and raised us. Uh-huh. It wasn't like a skip of the line thing. They supported their children and then their children's children.
If you ask their children, they'll say something different.
Yeah, they would.
So that's the thing. So, like, as a parent, now that I'm a parent,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I'm so strict on Sophia and Ian. Like, yeah, I'm so strict on them. Like, you know what you do. Sophia's, like, super into Troy's right now, thank God, because
she's
like,
very independent.
Yeah, like, I'm so
damn,
happy she
got that
Troy's.
Mindset.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So happy that she's into that because it's showing that she wants to learn how to do these mm-hmm. things to be able to take care of herself. And Ian, what Ian likes to do is, like, he likes to help me cook. So
that's
right. And we're talking about a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ian, the 4-year-old, and Sophia's a 7-year-old.
That's a fact.
So, just for the audience who's listening.
Well, like, Sophia won't be 7 till tomorrow because she got fucked
seven.
Up.
Right, right.
She been saying
seven.
She was 7 since she was September, and I don't. nigga, you still 6. You better soak this shit up.
That's
the time
beautiful.
Is moving.
Yeah. Right, right.
Shit. So this is definitely 7. So, like, as a parent, like, I can see how our parents were, like, so strict on us. Mm. It skips a generation.
Yeah.
But, like, I see, like, knowing Ishmael's grandma and her as a great grandma, it didn't skip a generation for her because she's so sweet to Ishmael and she's so sweet to me.
Who are you talking about?
Grandma.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's my baby.
So
shout out
to
Grandma
Izzy
Elaine.
And Ralph, and she's so sweet to all these people. And then she's so sweet to Sophia and Ian because they're her great grandchildren.
Yeah,
right, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, that's her great granddaughter.
They can't
so
do no wrong.
At the end of the day, like, it's technically not skipping a generation, but like,
that's how my psycho brain kind of.
But if you
it's
ask,
all good
but
though,
if we
but
were to
everybody
ask Ishmael's dad,
different though.
If we were to ask Ishmael's dad, like, how was grandma with him? He'd probably
just
be like,
beat
she
his
beat my ass.
Ass. That's what my dad told me. Your grandma done beat my ass. Like,
damn.
That's what I'm saying. Because I feel like that about Denise. Like, my mama, she
used to beat the shit out of me.
Y'all know.
I love my mama, though.
Yeah, she don't play around. Shout out to Mama House.
We used to have to go to church. We used to have to do all these things. But
love Mama House. Miss Mama House.
With Sophia and Ian, they can do nothing wrong. Like, she's told me before, like, you yelling at them, I don't understand.
Remember, she said, it's too many niggas in my basement.
Yeah.
And your car wouldn't start. We trying to get the fuck out of here. Your car wouldn't start.
You remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember everything. That was my favorite times in my life. Like, before I had kids, like, we used to get into some shit.
Yeah.
As young men.
Oh yeah.
You know
definitely.
What I'm saying?
Especially
so,
in the neighborhoods we was around.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
get in some shit.
We was getting into some shit. I miss them times, but you know, us coming together as grown ups, that's still.
But and that's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to that support thing, like I don't expect like financial support or like emotional support. Like me, it's always like a physical. Be
yeah,
here
like,
thing.
Let's give me a
it's my separation anxiety.
Yeah, no
That's
cap.
That's where it comes
no
from.
Cap.
It comes from separation anxiety that I dealt with, like, kind of like my whole life. But as much as us as men grow up to be individuals, we still kind of, I see that type of shit, that type of love everybody else get from just having their people be accessible to them.
And
I
kind of
get
thing,
a little
bro.
Jelly, though. I get a little jelly. Because me, even my profession and what I do, just being on the road, I'm alone a lot. I'm cool being alone a lot. But but I got to write the bitch about it every now and again. Shit. It's like,
you a human, dog. Yeah, you're going to express, you're going to get your shit off. As you like to say, you're going to get your shit off. Like,
definitely valid.
You know, you feel me? Like,
but time is precious, bro. And like,
it's very precious, bro.
I try to keep my priorities in order.
That's what these niggas got to understand. Like, time is more important than money. Like,
no cap.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless you were like deprived of money, like you kind of desperate and in survival mode. That's all motherfuckers give a fuck about, bro.
So I can't relate to that, but I can relate to time.
You got a lot of love around you, brother. You blessed.
I am, bro. To the fullest extent. Bro. Like, I'm very blessed. Like, even down to my grandma still being alive and like my parents being alive still, like,
what's the spirit of y'all got the spirit of Christmas and shit like kind of flowing around right now?
We got the tree up, you know.
You gotta kind of be in the holiday. I don't care about holidays.
Yeah, celebrated holidays though.
Really?
Growing up, no.
Damn.
I ain't celebrate Christmas growing up, Halloween. So it's more so for my kids, but it kind of is for me too because I be like, damn.
I'm such a piece of shit, bro.
You not, though.
Kids, I feel like the kids ain't gonna remember shit. it don't really matter because their brain's still developing and growing, bro.
And then my kids is smart. They remember some shit from years ago. Mm-hmm. Like Sophia said, remember we was in the apartment? And you feel me? Like she talk about when we lived in our apartment and shit.
Right.
So she got a memory and she gonna remember shit. So Why not give her good memories?
I remember my Christmas. I remember more. Well, yeah, I remember the real Christmases when I was real young. And I remember the lit ones when I was a teenager.
Yeah, type shit.
Fucking Xbox.
That niggas
shit,
getting
bro.
PS4s.
Halo 3.
Yeah,
and shit,
I'm hip.
That
I'm
shit
hip,
is fucking
bro.
Phenomenal.
I'm hip, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
What you sipping on?
Shout out Hennessy. Shout out to my nigga Nas because I think he promote Hennessy.
He had to get that bag.
Shout out Hennessy. Right. I've been drinking that shit since. Shout out to Hennessy. I've been drinking that shit since a toddler.
Steph, you in the spirit of Christmas? 2023 Christmas?
I am getting there.
Okay. No, she in the spirit.
I am in the spirit, but I am truly getting there. Like,
yeah.
You know, my mama go crazy for Christmas. So I'm kind of traumatized.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Most definitely.
I'm
kind
of traumatized. So it's hard for me.
She had fucked me up the other day. She said, our tree looks kitty. I'm like, well, our kids decorated the tree. It's for them. Like,
I literally have never had a multicolored tree ever in life. Yeah. Like, so to me, it's kind of very...
It's for the kids, though.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
And I'm gonna take pictures of it and send them to you so you can.
I'm gonna post them up.
It's a really good tree.
I'm gonna post it up for this episode.
It's a good tree though, bro. I swear to God.
I'm dead.
Sophia picked out the tree topper, yep, which is gorgeous.
Yep. It's a beautiful tree topper.
I've never had a multicolored tree, so it's different for me. Where like white lights like just kind of brighten up the whole area.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't feel it.
You don't feel Christmas at all?
I'm like a horse with the blinders on. So I'm running a race, bro. Yeah, I'm just running a race, bro. Yes. It's weird.
And I feel that, though, but I had got kids.
Yeah.
I cannot snub them, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I can't snub them for nothing, bro. I'm dead, bro.
I can't snub them.
Yeah, that's exactly what
But
I
if
was
I didn't
say.
Have kids, I wouldn't celebrate this shit. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Because I never celebrated it growing up. Like, so it was. I was so detached from Christmas.
Right.
We did celebrate Thanksgiving. Like we'd go over somebody's house for Thanksgiving, which was ass backwards. Thanksgiving might. I ain't gonna talk too much because it's the podcast.
Yeah, right.
But Thanksgiving is a joke. You know what I'm saying? No cap, bro.
For me and my upbringing, when I was a kid, like with my mama, we would like go out to Jersey, you know, yeah, 5-6 times a year. Yeah. Like that shit don't happen more. Christmas at dad's house and shit, that was like special.
And then once
it's all over, it's like, man, I gotta do so much to get that feeling back.
Exactly,
I gotta get married,
bro.
Buy a house, you know,
have kids. You feel me?
Like,
yeah, I feel that.
Just to get back to that.
I feel that though, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
It's inevitable though.
But this shit is new to me.
Wife and kids, like,
yeah.
Okay. Where's this question going?
How do you feel about, like, what's the word I'm trying to use? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you think that you should be married? before you have kids, or do you think it should be the other way around?
And this shit getting real. Okay, I like this. I like the direction.
Me
it's going
personally,
in.
I want to do it better than anybody did it before me.
Yeah.
And the only way I do that is by comparing myself to the men, the black men mm-hmm. before me. My father, Big Dave,
type shit.
My grandfather, like those are the only, this race that I'm running type ain't shit. Got nothing to do with nobody else. I'm mm-hmm. trying to do it better than it was that done them. In the 60s, yeah. the 70s,
I feel
the 80s,
you.
The 90s.
That's real shit. That's real shit.
So I believe in relationships being transactional.
Okay.
And okay. that's crazy.
No. Talk your shit.
So talk your shit. I feel like I provide a lot. I know my value.
Yeah.
So with knowing your value, you kind of get in this space of dealing with my own battles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also being aware of what I'm not responsible for.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So okay. There's a conversation to be had about what's to be expected,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and what you need from a significant other.
Yeah,
my blinders, we mm-hmm. not even worried about that shit. Like me, you know what I mean? Like this race that I'm running, there's so many things that I feel like I want. The goal is every year to get better. You know, the pod right. get better, everything in logistics get better.
So
me
the
as a
question.
Person.
Oh, it's,
yeah. I want it. I want married, then kids. Okay. I want my goals are strictly related to me because that's all I'm in control of.
Right.
But you know, I'm 30. I got my whole life to do that. I got my whole life to
you
do
too.
That. I got my whole
so?
Life. I'm gonna be old.
Are you a man?
I posted that meme.
Did
you see that meme of
old?
Mike? Not Mike Epps. What's
That was Mike Epps with
Mike
his son.
Yeah, Mike Epps with the son. With the baby boy, yeah. like
he
the old. Yeah, I'm
he
gonna
said
be like
me
a,
40.
Yeah, 40 with like a 3-year old.
My
bro.
First kid type
but that
shit.
Happens, but that happens all the time.
It happened every day.
Oh yeah,
happened every day. B.
I get a lot of hate from like. I feel a lot
or
of judgment.
Like
no. I feel a lot of judgment for the people that are in those relationships at an early age. They kind of outcast me because I'm not in their same position.
No, that's not. Everybody develop at their own fucking.
But
you know what I'm saying?
You remember when we were kids and like, you know, the people in relationships only dealt with people. And that's how we are as adults, too, sometimes.
Yeah for
like
sure.
We only going to do relationship dating.
But that ain't true for us because we.
Not us. I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about in general.
I'm just talking about Jalen. We just at our house last night. You feel me? That's my nigga.
I'm not talking about that, bro. I'm talking about like.
OK.
Like a trip or it's just different, bro. It's a cultural thing. And I understand that. I accept that. But I kind of do get a little bit of that pressure. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be pressured into nothing.
Yeah, I feel
so it's
that.
Like I'm not about to just go
don't
get married
get pressured
and have
into
kids
it.
Shit.
Just
nah,
do your own thing.
But that's a good question, though. I think it's important. I think marriage isn't. Something to be played around with.
It's not at all. I don't.
Me
think
and
so
Steph be talking about this shit every
and
day.
And people nowadays, I talked about my value, but I think that the overall average value of people nowadays is at an all time low.
It's at an all time low.
I've talked to my grandparents. I've talked to my grandparents. Like, bro, y'all, we don't hold a candle to y'all and what y'all done.
Not. Ishmael's grandparents were married
for
59 years.
Mm. 59. My bad. Put some respect on their fucking name.
It would have been 60 oh God, years.
Only reason. Yeah, my papa passed away. So they didn't make it to 60. He passed away in October.
Yeah.
Their anniversary was in
December.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the anniversary was in December.
Like, that's insane.
And they was totally committed. They slept in different rooms and shit, but.
That was
committed
that
to each other.
That was in the latter years. Like the
that was
way
in the, yeah, that was,
years.
Yeah.
Like,
because when I was a kid going over there, mm-hmm. they slept in the same room.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
no cap.
So at the end of the day, like he was sick and she had to like help him and take care of him and stuff like that.
Type
like
shit.
That was different.
I feel like other people's relationships, though, are private. In their business,
they are,
and
what
happens is
what
happens.
Hey,
but
what
happens is
that,
your relationship spills in on your other relationships,
yeah,
and it affects
shit.
Other things.
Type
and that's
shit.
Something I deal with that shit all the fucking time.
Okay,
and I feel like it's that whole concept of single men versus you know committed men type shit. Like it's two very different men.
What you mean by
two
that?
Very different men?
We all men, though.
No.
It's very different.
It's different. It is different.
I feel y'all like I was in the salon the other day. I was doing my braids, and lady was talking about her baby daddy type shit, and we had a conversation about boundaries. So I get in that bag type shit. I love that talk.
Type shit.
But I feel like a lot of dudes are muzzled in a less of a version of themselves based on their counterpart.
You think so? Yes.
In this era, in this culture, and the same with women, too. Women latch on to a guy and don't really blossom like they should.
You think so?
They would without them.
Well, at that
Because there's
that
a lot
point,
of security there. It's transactional.
I feel that.
I
was just talking about that in the salon.
Because most people in relationships don't really do shit with people. Like, okay, for example, like...
Okay.
When you were away at work.
Right, at work.
It was just
gonna be transparent. This is the podcast.
So like I was out.
I was gone for 7 months. Right. I was gone. I was locked up.
Right.
I did some shit I wasn't supposed to do and had to
pay the price.
You feel me? I had to get back.
But as a man, you do that and you do it alone.
Yeah,
but
it
affects people and then you bounce back and that glue just get a little bit tighter.
For sure.
Yeah. So, to speak on what Hatchet was saying, like I would be by myself and I would like go out with my cousin more. Mm-hmm. I would go out with my sister more. Mm-hmm. Like I would just spend more time with people, just you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where like when Ish came home, mm-hmm. it was like, okay, like I'm here in the crib. Like that's what I feel like doing. That's what I have the energy for.
Type
but
shit.
He's the same way.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if I'm not around, like I'm sure he'll go do some stuff with his buddies or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, type shit.
But when we're together, it's like, but to me, I feel like that's how you know you found your person, where it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, we locked
in. Unconditional.
Me and Steph is like this, bro.
Unconditional.
Until your fingers break. That's how we locked in, though.
Skeleton bones.
Yeah, for real. We locked in.
We don't always see eye to eye.
No, we don't.
But at the end of the day, like, I genuinely like spending time with him.
Yeah.
My thing is, it's always going to be an excuse to not do something, right?
What you mean?
Like, I know a lot of guys in their career. No.
Okay.
In their career and their profession, right?
Yeah.
Like they're like, I can't get to that level because I got this I'm dealing with.
Type shit.
Or I want to buy an engagement ring, get married, and all that other stuff. And then that dream that was a dream never grows into fruition because of the obligation.
That's why you get with someone
that's gonna push you. Yeah.
That can push you and always encourages you to do the best that you can and will better.
Like, I know more of what I'm capable of than anybody else that comes in my life, though.
I mean, that's the thing.
So what you might be pushing me into some shit I'm not fucking ready for.
But they're gonna push you. What she said
they're
is
they're gonna be supportive. Period.
Yeah, of whatever you're doing.
Unconditional support. Yes. Unconditional love.
Niggas
that's important.
Need that.
But that's not how. Like I said, when I talk about relationships being transactional, I really mean that shit.
I ain't gonna lie. Stephanie do that to me all the time.
All I've ever known in the dating market is you didn't do this little thing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go get that elsewhere.
Yeah.
Not even worried about all the other shit that I was doing.
What's little things?
I have communication problems.
Okay.
Like I isolate and I don't on the phone type. I bought my first trucker headset this fucking year. I've been on the road for eight years. You gotta change that though, bro. Nah, bro.
You do.
It's my.
If you want to be with somebody long term, no, for real.
I'm just speaking facts to you, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've been getting better. But like we had that other conversation with the Lost Podcast type shit. Like that communication turns into more boundaries. Because if you're going to call me and be talking bullshit in my ear, I don't want to talk to you on the phone no more.
I feel that. And then you got other problems.
But that might be my facade. That might be the mask that I put on. I don't talk on the phone because the other problems come when you start talking on the phone.
Yeah.
That's what it
could
be.
Sometimes you got to be real with your person, though. Like, Ish will tell me straight up, if I come home and tell him about work, I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I'm not saying I avoid the conversation. You know, sweetheart, if you call me, I'm going to answer the phone. Mm-hmm. But you mad at me for not calling you?
Yeah.
What we got to talk about?
Type shit.
I'm going to see you when I get home.
Type shit.
I work on the road, though. But I work in the forest, yo. Like, I'm in the jungle all the time.
Yeah, that's also a childish jungle, too, nigga. Especially knowing you have to know the person that you're with.
But it takes time. But listen, it takes time to know somebody.
You gotta give it that time, nigga.
Bro, it's not me. I ain't never left nobody. They leave me. They be mad at me.
Because they don't give it time.
They be mad at me.
Yeah.
But I think...
And, but what and do you I'm be doing bag. To look, be bro, mad
look,
about?
Look, look, look.
I was just going to say... Look, look, look. Take two look, to tango, nigga.
I'm in my bag.
I tell Stephanie House that shit every
bro,
day.
I'm in my not bag, my though. I'm yeah, in my bag, though, because Stephanie when we talk... When we take two to tango. When we talk about me, I get in my bag because I know me more than anybody
yeah.
else.
Yeah, type shit.
So with me, I really feel like there's some type of... I've talked about this on the show previously where, and I might be wrong about this, but what I'm saying is when it comes to dating me,
yeah,
you could be in a, I'm gonna see, I'm talking about my bag, right? You can be in a euphoric state.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you're not in a euphoric state and you find out I'm only human, you know what I mean? What, you want to chase her?
Yeah, I got it.
Once you find out that I'm only human and there are chinks in my armor and there's stuff that I have to deal with, that's
shit.
When the door comes. That's yeah. when I'm leaving because as much as I thought, as much as I was in a euphoric state the other day, I'm not in that state now, and it's yeah. way easier to leave than fix this issue.
Yeah.
And me, I'm willing to talk and have the conversation
type shit.
But a lot of people don't want to sign up for that. They don't want to be with somebody that is that honest.
Yeah.
I think my honesty a lot of the times makes it difficult for people. You know what I mean? Women, I'm sorry. I said people.
Yeah, boss. Women. We know what you mean, bro.
Damn.
I know what type of nigga you is, man.
I be chilling and I'm low key and it's private. Like my next yeah. situation, I don't really want to be in the mix. I don't want mm-hmm. people to be in our shit type shit. And the other mm-hmm. people get a problem with that. Same way I'm saying with the coupling. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. I've done that before. It's cool. It's really fun and it's really cool. But like when I had you on the show last summer, we was talking about Shorty downtown.
Yeah.
Shorty said I was a fuckboy to my girl.
And that was wild. and especially the fact crazy. That you ain't even know the hoe. Like,
that was crazy. And that
you
was
feel what I'm saying? Like,
y'all got to go back and listen to that episode. That was a good ass episode.
Nigga,
and we ain't
going to
go back to that, but it's hard. But it's tough.
Was that something that like, was a strain on that relationship because of that one comment?
After, in hindsight, you might think so.
This nigga hatchet crazy. In hindsight, I love this nigga, bro.
In hindsight, you'd be like, crazy. That would be in my head. If some dude came up to me and told me something about my girl,
yeah.
bro, that shit might come out later on.
I might struggle yeah. that bitch.
But we already broke that down.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm cool. It's no love, you know. Me, I'm an unconditional lover.
So how
I'll love you forever. You so, call me, yeah. you got an issue, I'm going to help you with the issue. But once you choose the door over me, it's different. You can't yeah. come back in the door type shit.
Yeah.
I could peek through the window.
That motherfucker
like,
closed. You hear me? That bitch closed permanently.
You say that now until you find your person.
When you find your person,
God,
it's
y'all and y'all person shit, bro. I don't believe in that.
Like,
why not?
I'm a relationships are transactional. There's no such thing as a person.
It is. So, like, do you even know where that term comes from?
No.
The term comes
Educators.
From. It comes from yeah, Grey's Anatomy. Tell okay.
Okay.
So, there was an episode.
Hand me that.
She said it comes from Grey's Anatomy.
It does. There was an episode.
This is why y'all wanted to sit together and we fucked the episode up because y'all going
yeah,
back and forth. That's cool, though.
Other.
No, that's
fine. Though,
no, that yeah. is fine. I'm joking.
So, Grey's Anatomy. There's a part where
we have a good ass time, bro. Thank you guys for coming.
Man, we love you.
Episode 103. Love y'all.
I've been knowing you since I was 15 years old, boy.
We've been
30 now.
We've been thugging it out for a long time.
15 years.
No cap.
You hear me?
But I don't know. My defensive, I have a real, because of my upbringing and the separation anxiety. I'm a recluse, bro.
It come from your
and then
parents
they come,
being
but
divorced.
They come in, like, all my exes and the girls I dealt with, they come in and they get a little peek into this brain.
But,
the thing that they like about this brain is the same thing they're going to be mad about and leave.
But listen, listen to me, bro. Do you think it's, no, some real shit. Do you think it's because you seen your parents divorced?
Yes.
You just brought up
some shit.
Yeah.
You just brought some shit I was thinking
know.
Of earlier.
Yeah, I want to know.
We only just learn from our experiences in our family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. type shit. That's a fact.
The way I feel about how African-American men get treated
mm-hmm.
is the way, you know, my people have been treated.
Yeah.
And the way I feel about the male-female dynamic
type
is,
shit.
It just comes from male-female dynamics that I've seen my whole life.
Yeah.
For me, it's not a priority of mine.
Yeah.
It's never been.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't never seen me out in the streets just with whoever
no,
type shit.
No, and that's
you know
facts.
What I mean?
And, he would have a light, a slight little relationship. He'd be like, okay, hatch your single again. No, real shit. It ain't throwing shade at you, but bro, that's just no, who that's you real, is, nigga.
Bro, I'm Batman, bro. Like, this stuff.
See, nigga said I'm Batman.
I have other shit to do. I have responsibility. Like this camp, even this podcast, this camp, my family, the better I am at what I do, the better we all look.
Real shit, in the picture,
in the frame.
Real shit.
You understand what I'm saying? Like that's real. In 5-10 years, I plan on putting people on type shit. In a real way, bro.
I feel that.
Outside of the pod. You know what I mean? Like just on some logistical shit type shit. And with the time being alone.
That's real shit.
With
boy.
The time being alone, you get better because you have to. It's a desperation in with this time not being responsible for people. Yeah. I have to turn into something else.
I feel that. I feel
Batman.
That. I feel that. That's what though. I say when I feel that.
I say
shit.
That all the time. Like, all right, time to be Batman again.
Yeah, I feel
I had
that
a good
shit,
time.
Bro.
I'll see you later.
No cap. I can tell that you just be strictly on your grind and trying to get your name out right. there because. Nigga, we social media friends.
It's valuable, bro. Who?
And social me and you.
Social media friends.
I'm saying we friends in real
you
life.
You my nigga, yeah. That's
yeah,
what I'm
nigga, what?
No, it came off different,
yeah,
though.
No,
when I heard
mean
it, I'm like, wait,
I
hold
mean
up.
It like that. I'm just saying, I see you on social
this
media.
This nigga doing a podcast with social media friends.
No, hell no. Me and Hatchet.
I'm talking shit.
Hey, to let y'all listeners know, me and Hatchet locked in like
bro,
a Glock 10. You
never,
remember, we locked
bro,
in.
Ish is the sweetest fucking dude.
I love this.
Never
nigga.
Had no fucking problems.
No, this is my
the
guy.
Sweetest guy, understanding, and I got. It's funny because I got Ray coming through tomorrow, and I got to give him
guy
his flowers.
Too. I love Ray.
Ray is a fucking sweetheart, bro.
He is.
Y'all niggas is sweethearts.
He is.
But you know,
but I love you. I only do this shit for people I love, though.
I'm a problem, bro. I'm telling you.
But
bro.
You do this shit for us.
I
too.
Used to be a sweetheart.
You
I'm
love
a
us,
problem.
Nigga. You love
I love
us.
Y'all, but
I know.
I'm aware. I'm a. Most definitely.
But you've always, but the thing is, you've always been that way with your friends.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, it's not like it's something new.
Hatcher always been a real nigga.
You know,
like,
you know, the conversations I have with like my OGs specifically in kind of the disconnect between things, I feel like I know people more than they know me. And that's where the resentment comes in. Like if I'm dealing with my mom, my dad, my brother.
Yeah,
like,
type shit.
Like I know how. You're gonna react if I say this,
type
so
shit.
I won't say it because
type
I
shit.
Love
type
you.
Shit.
And then some people deal with
shit.
Me. Somebody yeah. deal with me specifically, and it's like I'm talking to a new person. It's like they're talking to me like they don't even fucking know me.
That's
see,
the
no,
cancer
I had
in you.
I'm gonna call you out
because that literally.
You know I love you because I'm gonna call you out, nigga.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna call you out.
Go ahead.
It ain't nothing bad though.
I wish it was.
It's not though.
For the pod's
it
sake, man.
But I'm just saying, I'm going to call this nigga out. I'm not saying I'm about to call him out right now, but I'm going to call his ass out if I feel like I said, this nigga need cameras for this podcast. Bro, I'm going to call you out, nigga.
Right. We got, it's
we
3 years. The baby's in his, I mean, the pod is in an infant stage.
But
the pod is
no,
in
its
baby
it's
stage.
It's time to start growing up, nigga.
Three? Okay, Tyler, see, I don't know nothing about babies.
It's time to start growing up. Ethan, why don't know shit about babies?
About
I love this nigga, dog.
The pod is 3 years old, but when the pod, you know, preschool, you're right, preschool, grade school, the
yes.
pod, and pod in high school, we all going to jail.
You stupid as hell.
We all
no, I just feel like they need to see us, bro, because we be this is real emotions. Like it ain't nothing fake about this shit. Your podcast is real, bro.
You know how crazy it is to like start a podcast at 27 and sustain it for 3 years? At 27.
You've been doing a good job yeah. though. You got episodes that stuck with me, like the backwards law. That bitch stuck with me, bro. That bitch stuck with me.
Such a adolescent concept, the backwards law, where whatever what has happened, what will come regardless of what
exactly.
you do. I really live my life like that, and that's why people.
But
got
the
problem
backwards
with me.
Law was like, if you think negative about it, it's gonna turn positive.
Yeah, right.
You feel me? That's the shit that fucked me up because I try to think positive about everything. Like, you know, we're gonna be good.
And that's why you are the way you are. Glass half full compared to glass half empty.
Yeah,
and we
shit.
Know the glass half empty type motherfuckers because it's
type shit.
It resonates with them. You can just see it. Like with my emotional intelligence, I can see the lack of emotional intelligence
yeah.
in a motherfucker. So
yeah.
that motherfucker, I gotta stay away from. I just
yeah,
have to.
I feel it. No. You laughing, but that shit is real, nigga. I feel it. Like that negative, stay away from me with that negative shit. And I'll be telling Steph that, like,
Steph's so stoned. She on her phone. She fucked up.
She won't even talk.
I got a work email. My bad.
No, you okay. Good.
But no, me and Steph be talking about it all the time. Like, listen, just stay positive about the shit. Like, there's no reason to look.
What he tells me.
And she's still hyperventilating. But I'm like, this is real shit. Like, the universe going to look out for us every time.
What he tells me is, let's not think about what we have to do. Okay. Let's think about what's ever done. Like, what we already did.
That's a
cool aspect. But then there's like, okay, but there's shit that hasn't been done.
Yeah, but that shit going to get done.
But no.
He a backwards law nigga.
I'm a backwards law nigga. Sure. Real shit, bro.
For sure.
That's how I am too.
For sure.
I had a conversation with some of the people nearest and dearest to my heart, and they like trying to do whatever concept. They trying to have me be whatever concept in their head.
But no,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that about y'all. I'm just saying this is a conversation I just had. I said, I literally got to this point.
Yeah.
I literally got to this point.
Yeah, no cap.
Without doing none of that shit y'all talking about.
No cap.
Yeah, that's true.
In your way of doing something, if you think that's the only way to do it, then your input is not invalid, but your input is in one direction. I've never lived my life.
Yeah, you in a box.
Yeah, you in a box. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you in a fucking box. You good, bro. I got you.
See, like, I hate to throw up Zodiac here in this conversation, but like, that right there was such a Cancer thing to say, because they say that Cancers and Tauruses are very similar, and I'm a Taurus, so like, that what you said, I've never been able to relate to something
so serious like that.
That is the truth.
Yeah,
imagine put yourself on the other side of the table when I say that. Yeah. When I say that, people go, this motherfucker is an idiot.
Yeah.
But they don't know.
The same people
that feel like that don't value this.
Yeah.
They don't value the logistics that I do.
That's real shit,
and,
bro.
And it's like, you got to know that shit.
Yeah, that's real shit, bro.
And I've said this for years on a pod recently, that the only thing I have a problem with is people thinking I need to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's my logistical mind. People think that I need to be somewhere.
Yeah.
All you can do for me as an adult is give me an option.
No, real
and
shit.
And if I've had conversations where people say, I knew you weren't going to, so I didn't invite you.
Wow.
Who the fuck you think you're talking to, bro?
Yeah, and I feel like that too. Because at least that
that's real shit. That's real shit. And you ain't even gonna consider me, motherfucker.
No, that's real shit.
No, I'm being for real, bro.
Last year this time, I had a situation exactly like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was something so small. It was something so small. But it offended me. It made me feel some type of way, because it's like, why didn't you ask me and I could have told you? Like,
did you explain why you were upset?
Because
I'm not doing that. I don't do that shit.
So listen,
I'm
not doing
that shit. Hey, I feel you. I don't explain nothing.
This is what I'm thinking, but this is the woman in me.
But you know what you did that got me hot? No, for real, though.
Think about the last conversation we had.
Yeah, you know you got me hot. You said some whole ass shit. Let's be real.
But everybody don't feel like that, though.
Yeah.
Everyone doesn't feel like that. So
you're responsible for other
people. No. What I'm saying is men and women think differently.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So not only
That's not what the feminists say.
That's a fucking lie.
That's crazy, because niggas and women think differently.
Are you truly a feminist if you think that we think like men? Like, let's be real.
Here go my devil's advocate shit on the pod.
Yeah.
That's not.
No. But for real, though. Now he's brought out the Stephanie that
that's
he
good
knows.
That's good podcasting, you know, right there, brother.
But that's not really true.
Hey, I love this shit, bro. I'm loving this shit. Like, I like getting my shit on.
I revitalized it. I was so sad. You see how sad I was when I fucked up the first recording?
But it's okay.
That's okay. We're gonna get it back on track, nigga.
It's a part of growing a business.
The kids, you know, after the civil rights movement, feminist movement, black men just in general have been, well, since the birth of America.
Yeah.
Birth
seriously,
of a nation.
The black
man has been predatorized.
Yep.
And criminalized
since
the beginning of our time, bro.
Of our time,
so
for sure.
So with that, you can go Batman with that.
Yeah.
I really am the villain. You want to see a villain? I'll show you a fucking villain,
listen to this.
Absolutely.
If we were still in Africa, nigga, or wherever the no, on some real shit, bro.
Where would we, I'm from the Congo. Where would we be in Africa? See, I got my ancestors.
Where the fuck I'm from?
We in the Congo with me, nigga. We be in the Congo.
I told you we both from the Congo.
It's great. It's great.
It would not be like this. It's just, we would have grew up totally different, right. Like.
But that's God. Is God, you know, it's the journey, bro.
It's the journey.
It's the journey that you're supposed to be on. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to. I love white people. I love the white people that I know in my life. Y'all cool as hell, but. At the same time, we got our own tail.
You know what's crazy? I think that this is necessary.
It is
necessary.
Before
I did this, I thought I had to do this because the cultural lane, the entertainment lane, is the only type of real love we gonna get from the system.
Yeah.
Right?
So have you seen You People?
No. Have you fucking seen You People on Netflix? This nigga talking real shit.
It's Jonah Hill.
No, I haven't watched it. I don't want to watch I don't want to watch a movie about podcasting.
Okay,
because
so
I do it and I live it, I don't want to watch this.
So it is.
Shout out to Eddie Murphy, though. I love seeing Eddie Murphy out here cooking after how long he been in the business.
Yeah, but embraces black
role. It's about the culture, period.
He was a Muslim in that bitch. He was saying, watch a lot.
It's about the culture, period. It's about being able to intermingle with different people and
have a conversation.
How you can't help who you fall in love with.
Similarities and differences.
Yes, no like cap. Like it no was. Cap. I hate spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoil it because I'm not watching.
Yeah, because Lauren London. That was the reason why I watched it. So
yeah,
I love Eddie Murphy. I love Jonah Hill, but Lauren London was the reason why I watched it, and she was so good in that shit because it was kind of like she was very relatable. Like she was,
what was the underlying message? What'd you get from the film?
The message was just people are people.
It was like just human beings being human beings.
People are people.
We gonna like who we like. Black, white, yellow, green.
Like Jonah Hill was Jewish and she obviously African American and she was being Muslim.
And she was a Muslim. Yeah,
which and I can't say that she's portraying because I don't know what her religion is, but at the end of the day, this is what their upbringing was. And it show how like people who can kind of relate with one another can have these huge differences.
Mm-hmm.
But then
shit.
At the end of the day, you have this common goal. Like, all she wanted to do was be seen by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
Love her for who she truly was. Like, if I want to wear a bummy outfit out somewhere, you're not going to judge me for that. If I want to go eat 500 bags of noodles, packs of noodles, you're not going to judge me for that. Like,
I'm not about to watch that fucking movie.
Yeah,
it seems like the same stories over and over and over. When I have conversations
it's
with
a good
my
movie
niggas,
though, I, ain't gonna lie.
I might check it out. Y'all
what you
it.
What you but into watching?
I'm gonna tell you. Okay, I mean, we've been potting about it most recently. But when I have conversations with my homies on the road and I get in my bag, you know, podcast/just. Sophistication.
Type shit.
I got called Nipsey Hussle last week. Somebody said, you don't know Nipsey
out of
shit. Speaking of Lauren London type shit. I'm like, I don't know nothing about, and you know, the braids, we're going to talk about, remind me to talk about the braids later.
That's
because
crazy.
We got to talk about that shit. But when I hear that, I was never into, you know, I seen his interviews. Mm-hmm. I was never really into a lot of his music. I love If You Are Mine.
Yeah,
remember that shit
banger.
On the Crenshaw shit?
Of course, nigga. Sophia know that song. Sophia know that song.
And just a couple joints, but I never was in. But it's not like.
I was always, I'm going to let you finish and I'm going to tell my part.
But it's not that. It's my story. Like, our stories need to be heard and learned from.
Yeah.
You can't control people learning from them, but you can definitely express yourself. Yeah. And that's what this is. This is just expression.
And that's why I love it, bro, because it's like. It's like you
also spoil. I talk about my guests being spoiled because I literally deliver this
spoiled,
shit on a platter
nigga,
for niggas, yo. This
like,
shit is so ill.
It's
dope.
And then we getting shit off our chest as black men. We need to do that, bro.
We
like,
have these conversations.
Even if we
on
got differences
anyway.
Between each other, we should be able to talk about it on your podcast.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You
no,
know
no,
what I'm saying?
No,
we don't got no differences,
right,
but
right.
you're giving a platform.
At the same time,
you produce a platform
out of
for
nothing,
yourself.
Out of nowhere.
In the identity.
To be able to spread this information.
But the identity is relationships and history and story.
Yeah.
And like the films, like I've been talking about Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon.
So I never knew anything.
You
about
said
Oppenheimer
wasn't that good.
I said it might trump Revenge of the Sith for me. It might be my favorite movie of all time.
For real? I thought you said it wasn't that good.
No, it trumps Killers of the Flower Moon. Killers of the Flower Moon was great. But yeah, the thing about
Killers
of the Flower Moon, oh man.
And Napoleon, you said that shit was not good at all.
Napoleon was trash. Yeah. Killers of the Flower Moon is about.
Use the restroom.
Go ahead. Killers of the Flowers Moon, I talked to Grandma New York about this because that's our bloodline. Native Americans in Fairfax, yes. Oklahoma, right? Mm-hmm. So they strike oil and they got all the money. Okay. Robert De Niro's character is like the mayor, sheriff for the town. Yeah, right. Phenomenal. And Leonardo DiCaprio's character is his nephew that came back from the war.
Okay.
So Robert De Niro literally matches all these white men to be with these Native American women that are rich, mm-hmm. to steal their inheritances. Mm-hmm. There are points in the movie where they're killing off the wives for the inheritances. They are speculating with the lawyers about making life insurance policies for the wives and the kids of the wives that aren't their kids, just mm-hmm. to make the money. And that's America. This is what America is.
So is it like a live action Pocahontas? That's what it
I think no, and you know what's crazy about it? The dynamic of, like, you know, you might think this is all just we're here for the money, but I think mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio's character and his wife were really in love.
Okay.
But the culture
like
of him, yes,
Pocahontas.
Yes, that's great. That's a great comparison. Yeah, I never thought about it like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
But I've been talking about that, and Oppenheimer, I've talked so much about, but
so Oppenheimer is about what though?
It's about the scientists mm-hmm. adjacent to Einstein. At this time,
okay.
and Heisenberg.
Okay.
At this
okay.
time, and it's the atomic bomb race.
Got it.
And
so did he create
it's more
atomic
about,
bomb?
Yes, he assembled the team that did it for
Got
America.
It.
So
it's like Hidden Figures. Have you seen Hidden Figures?
No, I haven't seen Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. Okay,
yeah,
that's
but
another
black
ladies. Positive movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's about black women mm-hmm. who have created.
Shout out to Taraji.
Taraji
was like the main character in that
pathway book. For black women. Like, she was super smart. Like,
yeah,
I seen a clip online. I do a lot
it's
of I do a lot of comedian TikTok shit with my boy Danny on this show, mm-hmm. and I seen Shane Gillis said that his dad called it Madea Goes to the Moon.
Wow.
It wasn't that.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't
but
that.
It's a joke.
It's funny as hell.
I know it's a joke.
It's funny as hell. I get it, but
that's fucked up. They're trying to hold that root. They're trying to hold that shit.
It's funny as fuck, but it's fucked up.
It's kind of funny, but that's
for real. Because
it wasn't nothing like Madea.
No, it wasn't. It was actually very smart.
No, it wasn't, bro. That shit got me kind of hot, though.
Yeah, me as a black woman.
No cap, bro.
Because
it wasn't nothing like a Madea movie.
Oh, my God.
You know, Madea gonna come out
but,
strangling
but of course,
kids
like, they make
and
it,
shit.
Of
but
course,
full circle.
They make it seem like black women have these attitudes. But, and that's exactly what it was. But Taraji, the main character, didn't have an attitude. So that's funny.
She
I get
know.
It. I get
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, let me stop. But full circle is culture. We,
yeah.
the Kanye West shit, we are the pioneers.
But
of,
are you really but, about
hey,
the culture?
I'm gonna play this Kanye West shit that got me in tears.
What's
bro.
The great
but Kanye West?
But send
so
it to
if,
my phone.
I'm gonna send
it to my phone. I'll play it through the mics and
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna send it
so
to
my
you.
My thing is, if it weren't for women who, like,
black culture is America's greatest commodity.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah
that's
no
exactly
cap.
What I'm saying.
No
like,
cap.
Kanye wouldn't be
especially
able to be the
past 20 years.
Like
past 20 years.
It's just at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying that black women are like.
But it's the same as the Indians in the oil. It's the same as the Indians in the oil reserves, where the powers that be are benefiting more
yeah.
off of black culture than actual black people.
Yeah,
like, even with the
and
music,
that's the insulting part.
Yeah, even with the music,
it's just a game.
It is a game.
It's not insulting. It's just
it
the game.
Insulting. It is insulting.
But it's just the game.
But it's very insulting because you have to think about people like you. Like, let's think about you. Let's put you. Let's do you.
You won't catch me. You won't catch this. This is the cultural era of my life. This podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You won't see me pass this off for a bag.
Yeah.
You just
no,
won't see it.
You're not going to do that. But at the end
but
of the
that,
day, there's people.
But that's how it gets done. That's how it gets done.
That,
they give you the money and
hey,
they take
listen,
your shit.
But listen, though. Listen. If that
or
bag,
even people can do it for,
look,
it's or they can
let
do
him
it
go,
for
let
free.
Him go. Well, let him go. Let him go.
If say that
it.
Bag is big, it's worth as $1 million of worth a game. Nigga, you better
no,
take that
bro.
Back, nigga.
No.
10
I told
million?
You, I told you. Patreon video episodes. That's all I need. With that money, I eat, y'all eat, the pod eats. Like, with that money, it
yeah.
just fuels the show.
Yeah.
What happens is, it's the Icarus effect, right? I talk about
yeah.
this on my show all the time.
Type
you
shit.
Fly so high that you're like, bro, I ain't never, I'm going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep going up
mm-hmm.
until you run into the sun. okay? You run into the sun and your wings are set ablaze. Your wings are set ablaze and you fall. We about to get into parents and shit in a minute, so y'all warm up and get ready.
Oh, God, he's not ready.
We hour in.
Yours so is the easiest shit.
I thought you was... No, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. That's so let me recant his statement.
Okay, listen, we fucked up because we sat here for an hour. I fucked up the production, and now we lit in this bitch. This podcast is about to be fire.
We are lit.
This episode about to be nuts.
You said no, but what?
But what? What happened? What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. She got
a. I'm not about to expose that.
He on the pod, he get a pass. He can do whatever
he
wants.
He does not get a pass.
You don't. You not in control. He get a pass.
She's all right. Like, oh,
shit. Hey, Ish, you can't do it no more.
I've been pouring her up too.
I'm just gonna say okay to that.
It ain't no selfish shit. I'm not a selfish.
What did y'all boy Cornelius say? Meek and quiet.
That's not my
I'm
nigga.
I'm gonna be meek and quiet.
That's my.
I'm mad you just said Cornelius was
hard. Yeah, that's not my nigga. I do not fuck with that nigga.
Hey, I fuck with Nug though. No cap.
I don't.
He's been on the pod before. I fuck with Nug.
Homie. See, that's what I'm saying.
I fuck
he
with
dropped the homie. Me, him, and Tony Blue inside of a freestyle, and I obviously did.
He's probably
the
just
best.
Sensitive, bro. Don't take it personally.
He's like, very sensitive. It's the Leo.
No,
him.
I'm talking about Nug. Nug said some shit to him. Don't take it personal, bro.
I took it personal because it was on social media.
Let's hear the whole shit.
Okay.
He probably did that because I did some foul shit to him.
Remember that one time?
I did do some fucked up shit.
Me, Tony, my man, and Nug had a song. It was called Kicking the Ignorant.
I remember that shit.
And everybody on the comments was like, yeah, that second nigga snapped.
Can I play it?
Such
bro,
Leo.
I want to hear it, bro. It, hold up, bro.
I swear to God, everybody was like the second nigga snapped.
Hold the fuck up. I forgot about it, and I remember
it's
it now.
It's not
even
on YouTube no
it's
more.
It's not. Oh, he deleted it off of there.
Who did?
Tony Millions.
He was hating. That was when he was like 16 years old. Like, come on.
He was still hating, though.
I don't think it was hating, babe. I think it was his sound. He wanted to be more.
He couldn't
like,
fuck
older,
with me though on
like
some rapping
mature.
Shit.
No,
he couldn't
it's not
fuck
on
with
here.
Me on some rapping shit. Yeah, hey, I
it's
know
not
it
there.
Ain't.
It's been taken down.
I got my Pokemon cards yesterday.
Okay. Gang shit,
bro. Yeah. Look, see what them bitches with, worth. What you got?
What you
nigga,
get?
What you got?
What to
say? Let me
my
see
boy,
what you
my
got.
My boy Shanks was selling them. I sent him some money, and it was hard. Logistically, we couldn't get
you
together.
Got one
and he
in
gave
Japanese.
Me my shit.
I can't fucking see that.
I'm just joking. I just.
You got Articuno's. Articuno's is from our era, though. No, nigga, this
Pokemon,
nigga,
bro.
He's from our era.
I know.
Articuno.
Do y'all remember CD-ROM games? Do you remember
CD-ROM
games?
Oh, absolutely. I learned how to play chess on Lego CD-ROM.
Okay, so like, we Arcanine. Had backyard.
I played
like,
World of
Warcraft.
I had that, too.
Yeah, backyard basketball, backyard football. We had the... do you remember the Jumpstart games?
Nigga got Charmander?
There you go. Like, that's what I think
bro,
about.
Bro, this nigga
when you're
about
talking
to get
Pokemon
paid.
Cards.
Bitch, you about to get paid, bitch.
We used to have a Pokemon CD-ROM.
You got Eevee?
All right, man, let's do this last 30 minutes, bro. It's lit. So, you know, I was saying I only care about the babies type shit. What the babies been on, man?
Nigga, you got Gyarados.
Here he goes.
No, this nigga got some
so,
cheese.
To answer your question,
I want
to
talk.
Sophia.
I just want to talk about parenting.
Okay, let's get it.
And then we'll get it.
We'll go back and send them Pokemon
like
cards later.
Like we stated, Sophia
you got
will
some
be seven
shit, bitch.
Tomorrow.
No cap, nigga, you got some shit.
Hell yeah, her, I got my got Pokemon.
Shit,
yesterday.
Nigga.
She got
stop
her hair braided for the first time.
Really?
Like,
yeah,
like yeah, mine.
She got the beads in there.
And you
she
cannot
got
tell her anything.
Her.
She can't tell her shit.
She
I
want to like
beat her
mini,
ass
she's
because
she's a mini Stephanie.
She keep doing this.
It's a little frustrating. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for anybody that was exposed to Stephanie. Because
back in the day?
Yeah, no, seriously. Because Sophia is a mini Stephanie and it's so
Stephanie, you been that bitch though. That, I ain't gonna lie.
I be trying not to be
you
an
got
asshole,
the same
but...
shoes on as me. You been that bitch.
Remember when that girl called me a fuckboy and then yeah. We did the podcast and I was like, Ish, I mean, Steph, if somebody was to say that shit to you, you
she would
beat
their
ass.
Her ass.
If yeah. Somebody said that to Ish like, about you, you would
have yeah, she would have beat their ass. Stephanie is not no hoe.
Historical, yo.
She is not
May
scary.
2022. That
yeah,
shit
she's not
great.
Scary.
That was a great fuck
so,
episode.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all all know me. Like, I feel like I've grown a lot. Sorry, I'm a little tipsy.
No cap, it's okay. We're on the podcast. With our brother Hatchet.
Sophia is a sweetheart.
It's our brother.
She is a sweetheart. I feel bad for going in on her because I feel like my mama when I do.
You gotta let that go though. It's different.
But Sophia is sassy. Ian thinks he's Spider-Man, so he flips over everything.
Okay, bro, that video of Ian doing the imaginary sink in the preschool is the funny. Well, they can't see, bro.
I want you to see it.
And it's no audio, really. But him miming the washing the hands and then doing the.
Shaking his hand in the sink.
He dried his hand off in the sink and then
that
walked
nigga
away.
Said this. He I did was this,
like,
though.
Bro, yeah. I seen it on Facebook. Lost my mind, bro. I lost my mind. I'm like, this is the funniest thing I ever seen in my life.
Like Ian, we had parent teacher conference this week.
No way.
And his teachers are like, he's so smart.
No, she said he's smart as fuck. Like,
cause he's left-handed. Ian is left-handed, so
he pick up on shit that's not pick up onable.
You said he be disrespecting you in the kitchen going for the ice cream?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
He do that
every
day.
Let's hear that story.
So that nigga will go to the he will go to the freezer. I'll be like, Ian, you can't have no motherfucking, you can't have
ice cream sandwich.
You can't have no ice cream. It's over with. So he'll walk to the motherfucking freezer.
It's 10:30 at night. You ain't about to get no ice cream.
He go later than that, 12 o'clock. I'm like, bro. You not getting no ice cream, so he'll walk up to the motherfucking freezer, open that bitch, Hatchet, I'm not bullshitting you. He will look back at me like, nigga, you said I can't do what? And I'll be like, nigga, you got me fucked up. Like,
that's basically what his teachers were saying. Like, his teachers were like, we will tell him, like, Ian, you know you're supposed to do X, Y, and Z.
Oh, God.
And he will look them dead in their face and just not do it. Like, he knows.
He's smart, bro.
He's a mess. He kind of reminds me of Ish, but it's okay.
Why you say that?
Because
he's supposed to remind you of Ish.
Yeah, Ian is very much like you.
He look
all
like
right,
me.
It's TikTok time. We're going to do... It's so crazy that we're doing a recovery episode.
Bring Oprah back up. Bring Oprah back up.
We're doing a recovery episode after the episode,
bring
bro.
Oprah back up.
I swear
up.
The first episode was so much better than this
watch
one.
It was. Yeah, just watch.
It was so
like,
good.
No, this shit lit.
I fucked
but
up. My elbow hit the MacBook
watch your
and
elbow
said,
right
stop
now.
It's good, bro.
Okay.
It's okay.
Watch your elbow right now, nigga.
Shout out to Oprah.
What do you mean by that?
Shout out to Oprah last time.
Irrelevant to your children. I know this is hard for
them.
Hey, shout out Oprah.
Conscious parenting is
I
to
say
become
it again.
Irrelevant. What do you
Charles
mean by
is
that?
This little Mexican
irrelevant
lady,
though, to your
you about to put
I
it
know
hip.
This is hard for a lot of people.
You got to listen to
nobody
this.
Wants to feel all irrelevant. Right,
let's wait. I'll run it back. Go ahead. Do what you got to do.
You say one of the goals of conscious parenting
Oprah,
is to become
I love you, baby.
Irrelevant. What
I
do
said
you mean
that
come
last
get me out the city, Oprah.
I know
come
Oprah,
get me out the city, please.
Because nobody
Oprah,
wants to feel irrelevant.
Oh,
you say one of the goals of conscious parenting is to become irrelevant. What do you mean by that? Irrelevant to your children. I know this is hard for a lot of people because nobody wants to feel irrelevant.
Oh, on the contrary, we want to be the supreme being in our children's lives.
Absolutely.
Tattoo my name on your chest. We would love the child to do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if our goal is to have children who are unable to honor their own voice, then we make ourselves relevant.
Yeah.
If we want to raise children who are empowered, who are resilient, who are gritty, who know how to fall back on their own inner auspices for strength, for courage, for inspiration, then we raise children who do not need us anymore. We're doing the contrary. We're raising our children to need us because it makes us feel valid. It gives us significance.
And ooh, keeps our relevance.
Keeps our relevance.
Ego.
I'll come to the rescue. I love when my daughter calls me secretly. I do. My ego does. But my soul knows better. My soul knows that she can find her way and I need to fade into the background and allow my ego to sit back and fall back. And that's hard. It's a constant practice because we have this thirst for significance. But I will not now, or I do it less, use my daughter to fulfill my thirst for significance.
You say one of the...
I feel like once I have children, it's inevitable. My whole life is dedicated to my children.
Of course.
And I feel like a lot of parents are selfish. And because they're selfish, it fucks up the children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big responsibility in having children. It's easy to make a child. It's almost impossible to raise them.
Yeah.
So like that clip, like I said, my algorithm is just in my fucking brain. I did one swipe and seen fucking Oprah and this Mexican lady talking about some of the realest shit I ever heard in my life.
Indian.
Oh, you know who that is?
Yes.
You know her personally?
That's the, no, hell no.
Hooked me up with her. Steph. She looked good.
But that's old girl from Bridgerton. So Netflix, watching Bridgerton. She's the shit.
I watch the same shows over and over.
No, please, like, you have to, like, I told Ish the same thing. You have to broaden your horizons. I'm, excuse
yeah,
me.
No cap.
I'm there now.
I know. How do we, now that we're there, how do we raise Sophia and Ian to not only be the best version of themselves, but not
be
hold them, like, not crutch them in any way possible?
Yeah. So, like, what
it's
I do...
It's kind of hard.
It is hard as a parent. Yeah. Being a parent is hard.
Impossible.
Like they tell you that it's so easy.
I got like parents.
I know you do. When we had Sophia, we were told, like, being a parent is an easy job. It's not an easy job at all.
No.
So, like,
who told you that?
Nobody.
What kids got going on?
Nobody.
I don't want to disclose that information.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody.
But that person told us that being a parent was easy. And being a parent is far from that.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sophia is very... You have to know your kids' personalities first and foremost.
Like, when I talk about people not knowing me, I take it personally. Because I know you more than you know me.
Yes.
So my child has to grow up, and I have to know... Everything about my child, how they'll react to anything.
Exactly.
I'm a firm believer in leaving your kid in the grocery store just to see how they react.
So for me, it's at the grocery store.
You crazy,
me,
bro. I ain't leaving my kids in no grocery store.
It's even simpler than that. But some people do that.
You got to see how they'll deal with adversity.
Yeah.
Like how street smart they are.
Yeah.
They need to know.
So it's simpler than that, though. So like school.
Okay.
School is real simple. Like Sophia... She goes to school. She interacts with different people every day. It's one little girl that drives me crazy. So, like, me, y'all know Noah, my nephew. And
shout out to Noe.
Shout out my baby.
Noe. Yeah.
That nigga's 6'8" now.
He old as hell.
6'8".
You old as hell, boy.
Like, he told me one thing about his friend. And I was livid. I still don't fuck with the little boy then. They was in the fourth grade. I still don't fuck with this little boy now.
The kids get a pass, yo. The kids get a pass.
Fuck that.
You can't judge the kids like adults.
I work with kids every day. It's a little boy. I was just telling Ish, it's a little boy in the fifth grade right fucking now. And these kids in his class be like, why are you 12 years old in the fifth grade? They know exactly what the fuck they doing. Kids are assholes.
Yeah
no
kids
cap.
Are assholes. But people give them passes.
But it's the hell that they were raised in.
No. Not always.
Child of God raised in hell.
It's not always that situation. Because you are a child of God and you could be sheltered from the world and you could just be like,
I just don't believe in lost causes. I don't believe that kids that you speak of in the fifth grade will not be the same fucking kid they are at 21, 22.
They're not going to be the same kid. Hopefully they've matured and they've gotten to a certain point. But like Ish, like I was telling him that my job, they don't condone me. He sleep.
Ish, go to bed, bro.
I ain't sleep.
Go lay down, bro.
I was telling Ish that there was a kid last year that was a super senior. So it was his second year being a senior. And I told him, I was like, why you just don't drop out and get
you work
your
in
GED?
A high school?
Yep.
Oh, that's what's up.
So yeah, I work with grades pre-K through 12.
What school you work at?
I
won't put it on the pod.
Chandler Park Academy.
I'll take it out. Okay. All right. That's what's up.
Yep. So it's crazy because my second week working there, Anita called me.
No way.
She was trying to get Sydney in there.
No.
Yep. Because her best friend went to school there. So it was so funny.
Sydney going to college though.
Yep. Now. But I'm saying when I first started working
this
there.
Was,
when I first
when
started
was
working
that?
There was 7 years ago.
Oh.
And she was in middle school.
That's the cutest shit I've ever heard in my life.
And I was like, hello.
You know Sydney, yo. Sydney is... She destined for greatness.
Yes, bro. I was like, Anita. She was like, who is this? I'm like,
see, my baby cousin Dre, little sister. They used to run around in the gym when we was hooping and shit back
in
the day. Yes,
her and Noah are the same
She
age.
Got accepted to Cass Dental. She got accepted into dental school.
That's exciting.
Is it Cass Tech Dental? Or is it another dude? No, Detroit Mercy dude.
Yep, I was just about to say U of D.
Yeah.
Because that's where my mom
went. That's my
went.
Baby right there. Yep. I can't wait to get her on a pod.
Yep. So she is
I'm
so,
giving her time to grow and shit. I don't want to toxify her with the podcast.
It's so crazy.
But I'm waiting for her to grow.
That you saying that she's going to dental school. That's insane to me. Crazy. Like to process in my brain.
Crazy.
Yeah.
She used to, her and Dre used to run around ROHS. Yay. We used to be in there hooping, fucking.
ROHS.
Yeah, bro. The football field and all that shit.
Yes.
That shit mattered to them. Yeah. It matters to them. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Does.
I got
it
her
does.
Boyfriend for Secret Santa. So what I do is I send him money to go on a date type shit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's always nice. He'll appreciate
Santa Claus,
that.
Black Santa Claus type shit. I swear to God.
Sophia Claus.
We was at Thanksgiving. This nigga Dre talking about some. I hope we did drawings for Secret Santa. Mm-hmm. This nigga Dre, I hate this nigga, bro. This nigga goes, I hope I get David. Nigga, what the fuck is he talking about, bro?
He said, what are you talking
about? I said, I gotta fall back on, you know what I mean? I gotta fall back on doing shit at this point, nigga. What you mean? That's funny.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. That's the family.
That is so funny. That is so funny that they're like grown up like that. I remember when Dre was little.
Me too.
But the same with them. They're products of their environment. Me, yeah. I'm their big cousin, and they, you know, I do okay for myself. Yeah. I come around and bless
Dre
them on occasions.
Dre from
but
the
I
east
tell
side.
Them, but I tell them all. The, yeah, right. And
Even
I tell
the
them,
east.
And I tell them, like, bro,
your
these years, these foundational years. I mean, yeah. I'm still in my foundation. I'm 30 fucking years old, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just turned 30.
Right. but I tell them all the time, like, who you're around matters. What you do on a day-to-day basis matters.
Yeah.
And if you don't separate yourself from the pack, you'll be in the pack your whole fucking life.
No
what
cap.
High school did he go to?
I don't know.
I think
I don't be paying attention like that. When they was in high school, I was like 24, 25 hustling.
EEVPA.
On the west side.
I think that nigga went to EEVPA.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he did.
Marcy, I think he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's that? The old McKinney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But parenting to the point where you're not you let them be a butterfly and you gotta let them go. I think that mothers have this possessive quality and fathers have this power dynamic where the father wants you to just listen to him and the mothers don't want you to leave. And for a young child dealing with that shit, bro, you need outside information.
Yeah, therapy.
Because in me, I was blessed enough. A lot of my biggest gripes with my young adulthood was my parents doing their thing and leaving and supporting them and wishing happiness upon them. Mm-hmm. That only made me grow into the monster that I am today. Yeah. And when I say monster, I mean it.
So capable
to the point where I know nobody's gonna come save me.
Yeah,
and
the only way
you get to that is by all those things that we look at as negative and turning it into a positive.
Yeah,
so when it comes to raising children, you know, I wouldn't change anything for the world. I got the best parents on the planet,
exactly.
Bro. Trust me. I got the best parents on the fucking planet. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't change nothing for nothing. But all that hard shit, is the shit that is gonna benefit the people I'm responsible for in my later years when I'm a 40, 50 year old with an infant baby type shit.
Nigga, you better not be 50 with a fucking infant.
I promise you, bro.
I'm gonna be like, oh my God.
The baby will have a pod.
But
the way I see it, I could die. I could die and the baby could be listening to us.
So, yeah. Yeah,
I think that's some fly shit. It is kind of nerdy, you know. It is a futuristic concept, but even like that Iron Man shit with Robert Downey Jr. dying and then leaving his baby girl the helmet to, and he's like doing the messages with the chair. That's what this is to me. That's what this is.
It's a show on Disney Plus called Parallels. It's the same way.
And the people that are afraid of the podcast, you're missing out. Because you're living and you're not really documenting.
Mm-hmm.
You're tweeting, you're posting on Instagram and Facebook. And when you could really be putting your brain, like the AI shit, right? I could upload my shit to AI and live forever at one point. I really, truly believe in that shit. That meta concept. The concept of meta. But
you see it's an AI principle in Europe.
Really?
Yes. So it's a very true statement. It's true as fuck.
That's crazy.
Like, it's funny as hell, but it's true as fuck. Like, it is what it is.
Ish. what's gonna happen when when Sophia and Ian grow of age, old enough to look you square in your face. This is it. This is what I have with my dad, right?
Okay.
Me and my dad are no longer superior, inferior. We're both superiors, right? So what happens when your daughter and your son look you in your eye and say some shit that you wouldn't want them to say? What happens when they tell you you're better than them? They are better than you.
I'm going to tell them like this. Get the fuck out my face. I'm going to be real with you. Because
tell them I'm the GOAT. Don't you forget it.
Why are you in my face talking this shit?
It's inevitable, bro. Ish,
get the
listen.
Fuck on my
Ish,
face.
Ish, listen. It's inevitable, bro. Because for them, it's not for you. It's not for you. It's for them.
Yeah.
Because they're under this umbrella. At some point, they have to make their own umbrella.
Get the fuck on my face. No cap. I don't want to hear nothing from y'all. Y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. Just get the fuck out my face.
You're talking that shit, you gonna cry, bro. You gonna cry, you gonna hug him and be like, be all you can be, baby.
Get the fuck on my face.
He said, fuck that shit.
Yeah, get the fuck on my face.
That's real.
Because I led y'all to this point. I led y'all to what y'all want to do with your life. It's 20 years.
But you didn't, though. No, you didn't. You don't get credit for... You don't... As much as y'all do for y'all kids, you can't tell your kid that you are owed anything because you're in the position you are in now. That's your responsibility.
Not. Exactly. Exactly. They didn't ask to be here.
I didn't put y'all on the right path. That's a man. A man.
I didn't put y'all on the right path.
They didn't ask to be here, though.
But Steph, you're a genius.
What we're supposed to do
exactly.
for them.
Exactly.
Like, we're supposed to clothe them. We're supposed exactly. to put
well,
them
gonna
in
send
school.
Them your way.
Right. That's what you do.
I'm going to send them your way.
And that's the partnership. That's exactly what it is. He's right. He's absolutely right.
At the end of the day, like me.
He's absolutely right when you say that.
You're absolutely right. But see, that's the same generational curse, though. So, I don't know if you ever see on, like, TikTok or whatever, they talk about generational curses.
What?
Curses and stuff like that. And that's a generational curse.
That's not on my For You page.
So, like, explain it.
No, let her explain it.
For me, that is a generational curse that I would like to break. Excuse me. Because
what is the generational curse that you would like
to break?
I would
never let my kids be in a situation where they're fucked up and not accept them into comfortability.
Unconditionally.
So, yes. So, like, my mom...
All I've known is uncomfortability.
So, my mom...
Since
my
I
mom,
was
exactly.
about 24.
So, that's what I'm saying. So, that's what we know.
It's
that's
necessary, though. Uncomfortability is necessary.
It is necessary.
For a man. For a man,
it's necessary for everybody. It's necessary for women.
I don't know, man.
No, seriously, because I've been in some fucking uncomfortable situations.
I don't know, man.
You don't know my full history.
I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about women in general.
And I'm sure women in general, like average women, have been placed in a situation.
What do men do when they're at their lowest? And what do women do when they're at their lowest?
See, that's the thing. I can't tell you what a man does at their lowest because I'm not a man.
Right. I'll tell you what a man does when he's at his lowest. He hustles. He take penitentiary chances. He get into the bag, right? He is that tunnel vision, that horse blinder
that's
shit.
Facts.
That's what he does.
Now
what
add,
do
now
women
add
do?
Kids
what?
To a mix. So
no. I'm not doing no. Don't add an extra variable. Let's talk about the woman's side first now.
For me, I'm just being honest.
What do
here.
Women do when they're at their lowest? What do they do?
At my lowest?
No.
Average women.
Yes. What do average women do when they are at their lowest?
Average woman at their lowest.
Because I don't know. This is a question for you.
Me personally, I think they go back home.
What if they don't have a home?
So if they don't go back home, they hustle. They do the same shit. They go to work.
Women are valuable, period.
We learn different skills.
Men are not. Men have to work for their value. They have to provide
That's
something
not true.
For. Yes, it is.
It is not true.
Yes, it is.
It isn't true.
Yes, it
because
is.
Because you already come. You should already come to the table with value.
That's not what we're talking about.
But that,
I'm
but
saying,
that,
trust me, we capable. We got the capabilities for everything. You feel me? I'm just so happy that y'all rebooted me somehow, because I was definitely about to call it a night and go into bed and cry because that was fucked up the first time. But no, the question is, when men, I already explained, when men are at their lowest, you know, mm-hmm. men of value that don't have their value yet, mm-hmm. they get to it. They make something out of themselves. What do women do when they're at their lowest and they don't have a home to go to?
They go grind. Back to their mama house.
No, that's not true.
They don't have a house.
That's not true. They grind.
Okay, go ahead.
They work hard to get to places where they have their own. So women, okay, so I can only speak on my own perspective.
Okay, that's yeah. real.
So I had two kids that were looking at me like, bitch, we don't give a fuck about what you do to get us what we need. We need
it. But we need it, though. Yeah.
So for me, it was more of a hustle. It was like, okay, stack your money up. That's honestly the only reason why I branched out on my business. Right. So, like, my homegirl, Bree, she works with me, and I do her taxes every year, her, her mom, and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
She told her dad about me.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
I learned myself. I'm self-taught. I go online and I research.
You got links for us in the bio, in the description, right? To support your business.
Yes. So, my vinyl business is Steph the Vinyl Lady. Steph_thevinyllady on Instagram.
Put it on the description.
Yes. And then, my actual page, which is, I'm going to change the name, but it's Vicky, spelled with an IE, _Danny is my personal page. And, my email address, stephcau15@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's my text. Email address. So am always taking available clients, mm-hmm. people who want to bring home money that are waxed and taxed throughout mm-hmm. the year.
Mm-hmm.
I also take, I do business taxes. I do people who are 1099 employees. I do all of that. So
I bet. So the vinyl is clothing.
Yep.
And then the tax, and then your educator.
Yep. And my 9-to-5, I work at Chandler Park Academy School
District. Incredible. We're extremely proud of you. Your presence is necessary.
See what I'm saying? Podcast, like that's what we do. Okay. That's what women do.
I got you.
To get there. You see what I'm saying? I got three sources of income.
That shit real,
to get my babies a house. That shit really to get my babies a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real about the shit. Like,
Deserve your flowers, and here you get them. you get your fucking flowers. Before we end this episode, thank you guys so much. Episode 103, man. Dearly Beloved Podcast. Ish, you got anything to plug? We're gonna put your socials up.
Oh shit, no, I didn't know where I'm at.
I'm putting your fucking socials up.
I know where I'm at, man.
Before we leave, one segment on the pod, Hateful and Grateful. Okay.
I'm grateful.
I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
You know, you guys know the creative space can get a little bit rocky.
Yeah.
We had a rocky situation. Yeah. We sat here for an hour, produced great content, and my elbow hit the button on the MacBook and fucked it up.
Okay.
A month ago, I had a problem. I didn't charge my MacBook and it shut off mid conversation.
Type shit.
You guys, just you guys, the presence. Anybody else? Fuck it. We doing another fucking time. Whatever. You understand what I'm saying? That means a lot to me. It means a lot to the show. I'm very grateful for that moment specifically, because it will never happen again. Trust me. It will never happen again. This will be the only time that happens, right? Hateful. Yeah. I'm not really hateful, yo. I gotta think of something petty. When you can't think of something, you gotta go like you gotta lower the bar to something like real, real small.
Let's keep this shit going.
I'm hateful for I got my hair braided, and my girl that does my hair was like about 30 minutes late. Almost made me miss my dentist appointment. I made it by like a minute, literally.
Damn.
I'm hateful for that. But shout out to Shout out to her. She a legend. Hateful and Grateful, guys.
She worked fast.
Yeah, she did a great
Hateful
job.
And Grateful. You
them last two braids, the last two braids were like 6-7 minutes. The rest of them took hours.
Hateful. Hateful. I will really say I'm hateful on the hate that the Lions is getting.
Bro.
The fucking Lions getting too much hate, bro. Like, we need to.
We got to set a standard.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We set a standard, and we're a problem this year. Next season, we should still be a problem. If we can go on a run for about 3, 4, 5 years, it'll change.
Yeah.
No cap. And I'm grateful for your podcast, bro.
Appreciate it, brother.
I get on here and talk my shit, and then I leave. You feel me? Like, I love that shit, bro. I can get on here and talk my shit, and I get the fuck
I'm
on.
I'm fucking dead. No cap. Hateful and grateful.
No cap.
So I am hateful for... Honestly, not really anything right now.
You gotta think of something petty. Like, somebody, you stub your toe or something. Like, it's gotta be it's, you work, gotta do something.
You be at work, yeah.
Something small.
Yeah, I just...
You missed an exit or something.
I just hate petty shit, period. Like, I
hateful
just,
for just petty shit.
Yeah, petty shit. Like, I just hate real. The catty shit, the back and forth. Like, I feel like everybody should be able to express themselves for what it is. Mm-hmm. And everybody respect it and just keep it moving.
Absolutely.
I am grateful for my friends and family and my children.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because without them, there would be no me. Like, mm-hmm. the me as we all know me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that everybody in my life has played a part in who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And who I was in the past. And, you know, you guys seeing me grow and everything. And I think my kids play a part in that, too. So I'm just grateful for being here.
Appreciate y'all so much, man. Love y'all. Episode 103 of the pod. Ish, I'm going to play you a song, bro.
Play that shit.
And I've been bugging you about it since it came out, and I know you don't give a fuck about it.
Play that shit.
But you know, West Side Gun was on Utopia with Travis. No, I told you about this multiple times, bro. Yes, the fuck you do.
Oh, shit, I might have known. No,
he probably was in the same state of mind.
Bro, he know. Yeah, he know. But I just want to. I haven't played a song at the end of an episode in a minute. But I just want this shit to fucking. Have you ever been? You ain't heard this song?
No.
Jesus fucking Christ, bro. No, you did not. I follow. How many chickens fit in the coop? In the coop? In the coop? So Griselda. Wonderful. She don't want to live. Bro, this shit go crazy, bro. Bounce back like trampoline. Like trampoline. Like trampoline. Like trampoline. Like trampoline. Hey, yo, whip the cocaine to the pop. Pop. Hey. Pop. 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 Face, watch some more football blow. Hey. Tate told a different color face on the road. Sitting on his head, he'd be dead by the morning. I can get dirty for the stove. Dior trench shit, head to the flow. Dior gaggles, I ain't playing with your roles. Out on South Beach with the poles in the road. This on the Travis Scott album, you feel me?
Fast week, I'ma shrink two bitches. Running round drum, make a nigga go get it. Child Lord Sullivan, bucket while we drilling. Had to sneak my new Glock up in Linux. Free slide, granny got Wayne Pay digits. Socks, Burberry, dick sucks on a visit.
First swing the pocket, first to earn the strike. Three strikes in, 25 to late. Hyping up the building, hyping up the sights. Whip got the wings, an angel kit. I've been wanting shit my whole life, but then pray for it. She want me to come in the insides, but I can't hit. She want the whole dub E, but I ain't convinced. Never met her, she but she met Shaq, she don't need a prince. Took her off the O and to the D, she ain't take offense. Way we got it bouncing off the boards, we make it prince. Wait until I step into the floor, then make commence.
All right, what we doing?